I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Today is Pentecost Sunday, and we celebrate and remember the coming with power, the Holy Spirit, and how he came to those disciples, those first generation of Christians, and gave them power to witness, to live as God's people according to Christ's teachings. So we'll think about that today. We celebrate that today. Okay, we sing our first hymn, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord, 497. 497.
Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord, with all your graces now outpoured on each believer's mind and heart, your fervent love to them impart. Lord, by the brightness of your light, in holy faith your church unite, from every land and every tongue, this to your praise, O Lord our God, be sung. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, holy light, God divine, now cause the word of life to shine. Teach us to call him Father with delight. From every error keep us free. Let none but Christ our Master be, that we in living faith abide. In him our Lord with all our might confide.
Congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of divine service 3. It's printed in the bulletin. We start with confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence?
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as a light with you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, good will toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for Pentecost Sunday is from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, but this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
There might be a few children that are going to come forward for the children's message, and if you're going to, you now have to listen very carefully, because the Holy Spirit has several different names describing what he is in this passage, and I'm going to emphasize those parts so you can listen and hear it very well. And it's good not only for the littler children, but the older ones too, okay? So listen up. This is Jesus speaking. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take from mine what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. It is printed on the inside back cover of the hymnal.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come forwards? Questions won't be too hard. Thanks for coming up. We'll just talk here, okay? Yeah. So today is Pentecost. What color do you see that a lot of times is not in church? A lot of what?
Red.
And so the red represents, well, one thing it represents is the fire of Pentecost, when there were tongues, looking like tongues of fire in their heads. It reminds us. And that's why you see the little tongues of fire, like on the altar cloth and on my stole, you see little tongues of fire. And John the Baptist said that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus gives. And Jesus said, when I had you listen, try to listen closely, that he would send. And he said, there's a number of different ways to describe and names of the Holy Spirit, but he would send the
Helper,
did you get that? Helper, right? I'll talk about it. Listen up, because it's in the sermon too. That word helper is also comforter and counselor. It depends on how you translate it. But helper. And Jesus said, you're not alone. I'm going away from you, but I'm sending the helper to be with you. There is another name that Jesus called the Holy Spirit. You were listening good. He called it the, now see if you get it, Spirit of
Truth.
Okay, Spirit of Truth. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Holy Spirit's going to teach lies? No, he's going to teach the truth, right? And he's going to teach Jesus' truth. Jesus said he will take from me and give it to you. The Holy Spirit gives us Jesus' teachings. So we Christians, we know that Jesus has ascended into heaven. He's not with us bodily anymore. His presence is with us, but not his body, like that we can see him and touch him and talk with him, like the first disciples did. But he gave us his Holy Spirit so that we would be comforted and helped, and that we would know the truth. Now, the devil wants to tell us lies. The devil wants to lead us away from God's word. But the Holy Spirit teaches us the truth. And we can always, always ask the Holy Spirit to comfort us, help us, and teach us the truth. That's his job. And Jesus said, you will know the truth, the Spirit of Truth. So those are very important things we think about and remember on Pentecost Sunday, and as we heard. Okay, let's stand up and have a prayer. You repeat after me. Dear Jesus,
dear Jesus,
thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
For dying and rising for me.
For dying and rising for me.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Help me to believe,
to be comforted, and to know the truth, by the Holy Spirit.
And we ask you
to bless my family. In your name I pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You sit down. Will you sing the sermon hymn?
Spirit ever dwelling in the holiest realms of light. Holy Spirit ever brooding o'er a world of gloom and night. Holy Spirit ever raising those of earth to thrones on high.
We think on the readings for today, especially the coming of the Holy Spirit with power in Acts chapter 2 and Jesus' teachings, as we heard in the gospel reading. To start, I reread verse 16 and 17 of Acts 2. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Martin Luther wouldn't have been born for 1,500 years yet, but there were some Lutherans there that day because they were saying to one another, what does this mean? What does this mean? Which is our typical question in our Lutheran catechism. The crowds were astounded. And they didn't know what to make of it because they were hearing in their own languages, their own mother tongues, this preaching going on. And it was that message that they heard clearly in their own languages that astounded them. Now, the mocking that they were drunk, it doesn't even make sense, right? Because you don't get to speak other languages clearly through being drunk. That makes no sense. Maybe somebody won't understand you at all, but not a clear teaching and praising of God. And so Peter says, what you are seeing take place, God said would happen. And God said through the prophet Joel, and in the last days it shall be, God declares that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Joel 28, chapter 2, 28 verses 32. That's what's happening. God's spirit is being poured out on all flesh. So that's what we're going to think about this morning a bit. What was happening here? What does that mean? Well, God's Spirit is being poured out, being given. Well, who is doing that? The general answer, God, is correct. But more specifically, it is Jesus who is giving His Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to His disciples. That's what the gospel reading said. I will send the Helper, the Spirit of truth, to you. And so, the Father is sending, Jesus is sending the Holy Spirit to His disciples. I have the passage written down in the little sermon notes. From Luke 3:16, Jesus answered them all, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So John also prophesied that Jesus would send the Holy Spirit, and as Peter said in his sermon, Joel prophesied that. And there was other prophecies of God sending His Spirit to His people. Now, why does He do that? Why does He do that? Okay, you can speak up if you want to, children, if you're brave enough, okay? The Holy Spirit was called, it starts with a letter H. He was called the, I'll see if they get it. He's called the Helper. Was that your answer? Yes. To help them. Now, that word in the Greek, and sometimes the English translations use this Greek word, paraclete. paraclete. And it has different translations. It can be translated helper. It can be translated counselor. It can be translated comforter. And that's why you'll see in different English translations, the translators decide, well, we'll translate it comforter. But it has all that. But the root meaning of it means someone who comes up to your side is alongside of you to be with you. Paraclete. And so that person that comes alongside of you to help you, helps you, counsels you, comforts you. That's the word that Jesus used, paraclete. And so the disciples, they should not be afraid that Jesus was going to leave them physically in body so that they couldn't see him anymore, because they would have a helper, a comforter, a counselor that would take care of them. So also, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of children, Spirit of
truth.
Truth. That's right. Truth. And so this Holy Spirit that Jesus would send would not mislead them, would keep them on the right path, would keep them on, and what, maybe some of you know this, what were Christians first called? It's recorded in Acts. They were called the way. The way. The Holy Spirit, which means the road, the way to God. Thomas said, and Philip asked, how do we get to heaven? How do we go to our Father's house? We don't know the way. And what did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And the Christians were first called the way, because they knew the way, Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit would keep them on the way, keep them on the right road, counsel them, guide them, give them the truth, the Spirit of truth, how to stay on the way. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus also said, will remind you of what I have said. He will take from me and give it to you. As Christians, the Holy Spirit says, you listen to Jesus. You listen to God's word. Yes, people are saying this, and people are saying that, and society thinks this, and society thinks that. You listen to Jesus. He is the way. And that's the Holy Spirit in us. If we, as Christians, when it happens that, gee, that thing that's going on, that's really bothering me. It can be a big thing in world history, or maybe it's just something in my life that's bothering me. That's the Holy Spirit working in your life, seeking you, urging you, helping you, counseling you to look to God's word as the truth for right and wrong, for your own actions, for your own decisions. That's the Holy Spirit guiding us in Jesus' teachings. And the Holy Spirit comes with God, with the Father's and Jesus' authority. It's so important to realize that we have, yes, these earthly authorities that God gives us around us, and we listen to them and we obey them. But the highest authority is God, His Word. And the Holy Spirit convinces us and shows us this is the highest authority. It is from Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my King. The Holy Spirit then is in our lives as Christians. This is Jesus gives him to us through His Word, through holy baptism. And what we see in that first Pentecost day is they had the power to witness to Jesus. They had the right words. They had ways to express it and prophesy. Now, that word prophecy in the Old Testament and the New Testament, both, sometimes we think of prophecy in our day and age, we think of prophecy like, oh, a guy will tell a future and it will prophesy this and prophesy that. It has that meaning, but the bigger meaning of prophecy is to preach or proclaim. Because if you look at the Old Testament prophets, a lot of what is written down is all preaching, is proclaiming, is explaining, is teaching at times. Sometimes it's about the future. Sometimes it's about the future Messiah. But it is always God's word proclaiming. And that's the Holy Spirit's work in us, is to show us, is to move us to speak the name of Jesus, to bear witness to what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. To preach, I had a little note, to preach correctly. The Holy Spirit doesn't inspire false prophecy. He inspires true prophecy. The Holy Spirit doesn't inspire false teaching, false preaching. He inspires the truth. The truth is connected to God's word. That was a miraculous day of hearing all those languages in all those different areas. And sometimes, like in when we were missionaries in Ghana, it's just like, in fact, I don't know if I ever told you this, Debbie, but Tim Heine, the missionary that we came to, the Heine family, we came to help in the Kunkoma area in northwest Ghana. Tim said, "Oh, Carl, this language is so hard to learn," because it was, at that time, the Kunkoma language was not a written language yet. We had to listen to it and write it down ourselves. I had a little bit of training, and I used Tim's notes, and I had a teacher who could speak English and Kunkoma. So you're writing and you're learning, not from a book, but just from the person, from speaking it. And so Tim, I remember one time, more than one time, he prayed, "Oh God, give Carl the Holy Spirit so he can just speak this directly." And it didn't happen that way. Although the little bit I remember, I can still say, and they're still surprised when I go back to Ghana, I can speak a little bit of Kunkoma. Normally, it takes time to learn languages, or we learn it as we grow up, and our parents discipline us. "No, that's not the way you say it. Say it like this." And we teach our kids their mother tongue, or we learn other languages as we're growing up or in school and so forth. And that's hard to do. And it has to take hold of our minds, that new language. But here is miraculous. As much as a miracle as it was, and it was, that they could speak different languages all at once, what was the purpose of the miracle? The purpose of the miracle was to proclaim Jesus Christ in the languages that they understood. That was the purpose. So the wondrous thing about Pentecost, yes, it's wondrous about the different languages and the tongues of fire, but the wondrous thing is that they proclaim Jesus Christ. So for most of us, when we have to learn languages to be a missionary or to do this or that, God says you will learn it, you will learn it, you will learn it. But it's for the same purpose, is to proclaim Jesus. We know in the scriptures there's gifts of the Holy Spirit, there's fruits of the Holy Spirit. Those things are listed. And they come into our lives, and the Holy Spirit gives as he will give to different people. But I wanted to close with this emphasis on what the Holy Spirit gives to all people at all times, all Christians at all times. Now, the problem in 1 Corinth, which you may well know, is that they were arguing in their church in Corinth about so many different things. They had so many different arguments. But one of the arguments they had is that they said, "I speak in tongues. I do miracles. I prophesy. And it was boasting. Who was better than another? And St. Paul comes down on that. And he says, you're all one body, and the Holy Spirit gives you gifts to serve one another, not to boast. But then, in chapter 13, he talks about the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to everyone. Every single Christian receives faith and hope and love. Paul said, the greatest of these faith, hope, and love is the best. Faith and hope we need in this life, and the Holy Spirit gives it to every Christian. Faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God's Word, faith to believe in the things we can't see yet, but that are promised to us, faith. And the hope that I know it. It's not a hope that I think it's going to happen. I wish it would happen. No, no, no. I hope it's going to happen. Jesus is going to come again. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to meet my Christian relatives in heaven. Certainty. That's what we need in this life. And every Christian gets faith and hope. And the other thing every Christian gets is love. The love from God that also goes out to love one another. And the thing about love is that love is not only for this life, but for forever into heaven too. Faith is something we clinging on to, the promises of God's word, the promises of Him. Paul says, when it happens, I don't have to have faith anymore because there it is, real. I'm in heaven. Jesus has come again. It's real. Hope, it's all real. But love continues. And that's what all Christians have and are given. Faith, hope, and love. So these are some things that we recognize and we give thanks to God for on Pentecost. And I say, spoke with the children, we Christians can always, always cling to the fact that we have the Holy Spirit, and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us, to comfort us, to guide us, to show us truth. It is Jesus' absolute promise. Remember that and pray for those things. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for sending your Holy Spirit on the disciples on that first Pentecost. We ask you to continue to send us your Holy Spirit each day of our lives, that we may stay in the right way, that we may know the truth, that we may have faith, hope, and love. Keep these things in our minds and hearts all the time. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. We stand and sing the offertory. It is printed in the bulletin.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For gladness in the Holy Spirit, who fills the world with the remembrance of everything Christ Jesus has spoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that God would guide her into all truth by the Holy Spirit through his word, and so guard us from error and false doctrine and other great shame and vice, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For hope in the midst of this world of death and despair, that God would put his Spirit within us to believe, to live, and to serve according to his promises and commands, and that he would lead our homes to confess confidence in his power to raise the dead, now and at the last day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, governor, and local government authorities, and all whom God has set in place to govern our land, that the ruler of this world would not govern them and their decisions to our harm, but that we might enjoy the benefits of good government. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For help, for the help and salvation of all, we remember Margaret, Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Michael, Ray, Lane, Dave, Randy, Chelsea, Joe, Tim, Norma, Todd, Zachary, Sandy, Pat, Justin, Pastor Scott Johnson and family, and the Sue Hurst family. That the Spirit would renew the face of the earth with with the favor on his creatures and fill the hearts of the faithful, kindling in them the fire of his love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who commune, that the Holy Spirit would convict us of our sin and convince us also that Christ's righteousness is ours. That in such repentance and faith we would receive the things of Christ declared in his supper, and that he would unite us by the Spirit of truth in faith and confession, comforting us with the knowledge that this world's prince is judged. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who grieve, that since Christ has gone away to the cross and has risen victorious over death, so we may have confidence that those who will go away from us in this life will also rise again. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son you promised your Holy Spirit, you would convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Enlighten our hearts that we would confess our sins, obtain everlasting righteousness through faith in Christ, and through every trial and temptation, abide in the consolation that Christ is Lord over the devil, death, and all things. We ask you that you would graciously deliver us from all affliction to make us partakers of eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this, the whole world rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away
to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long. Snares I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far. His grace will lead me home. Yes, when this flesh and shall fail, and mortal life shall cease. Amazing grace shall then prevail in heaven's joy and
welcome
peace.
To the table of the Lord.
When
we
have been there, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
The congregation may stand for the general communion dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, Father Most Holy.
Holy, merciful and tender, Jesus, our Savior, with the Father reigning, Spirit of comfort, Advocate, Defender, light never shaken, goodness unbounded, very God of heaven, light of the angels, joy of those forsaken, hope of all.